For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
To the Rock and Roll Union Podcast. My name is CT McManus, and for the next little while, it is my job to take your mind off the craziness of the world out there, get it refocused in on some good old-fashioned rock and roll. Welcome to Monday and episode 148. We have a great show for you this evening. We will be joined by promoter Christina Avila, and we'll also be joined by our friend Greg Fox of Renaissance Rock Orchestra. It's been quite a while since we've talked to Greg, and he's had a lot of momentous things happen for him since then. We talked to him back March, and we were still waiting for show dates to open up and things to unwind a little bit. As we all know, coming off the summer, there's been a lot of shows opening. Unfortunately, we might be marching backwards, and some of the shows are getting postponed again. There's big talk about the COVID, the vax card, and having negative test results and things along that line. Just curious what you guys think. My phone number here is 914-338-1885. Once again, that's 914-338-1885. Some people are pushing, man. Some people are saying that it's not right that these venues are asking for vax cards or negative COVID results. Other people feel that it's justified. Other people say that, you know, they don't want to put themselves at harm's risk. Me personally, I said this last week and I'll say it again, I don't feel right going to giant gatherings. There was fish on the Atlantic City beach last weekend, and you're talking thousands upon thousands of people. I don't feel right in that environment right now, and I have been vaccinated. So if you guys have anything to weigh in on this discussion, the number, once again, 914-338-1885. I want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Rosenfeld Dental Associates, located at 1095 Inman Avenue in Edison, New Jersey. They are just 5 minutes from Metro Park. You can find them online at www.njsmile.com. Once again, that's www.njsmile.com. Come rock your smile with the rock doc, David Rosenfeld, nominated one of New Jersey's top dentists for 2020. Discounts apply for Rock and Roll Union members. Make sure to tell them the CT sent you. Also, one of our partners, Phoenix Custom Printing. Guys, if you're looking for T-shirts, merch ideas, hats, banners, flags, you name it, this guy is up and running. Ken Shepper, he's also a rock photographer. So if you're looking for some professional shots, man, this is the guy to get a hold of. His whole thing is called Phoenix Custom Printing. You can find him online at phoenixcustominc@gmail.com. That's phoenixcustominc@gmail.com. Or you can reach out to him at 410-206-2081. Once again, that's 410-206-2081. Mention the Rock and Roll Union or CT, and he'll give you 20% off your order, man. You cannot beat that. And finally, our last partner, Brett Hunt Customs, home of pick sticks and laminates, guys. Any kind of custom work that you need, from laminates to custom drumsticks to picks to you name it, this guy has it. You can reach him at 410-508-1233. Once again, that number is 410-508-1233. And like I said, guys, once again, I'd like to know what your input is on this whole COVID situation and our concert venues, and what you guys think, maybe what the solutions are, if you have a solution. Once again, our phone number here is 914-338-1885. Once again, that's 914-338-1885. We're going to go ahead and listen to a little bit of Doro, Blood, Sweat, Rock and Roll.
And you know that the time and the time and the grind, and we always scream out.
A little bit of Machines of Penalty with Unwritten. A feature that we've done over the summer, and I'm really, really looking forward to branching out into the fall, is our Featured Song of the Week. Our Featured Song of the Week this week comes from a band out of Maryland named 86 Bullets. They had a new album that they released about a month ago called Ascension. We're, bear with me for one sec, guys. It's we're going to do a little bit of 86 Bullets, our new stuff. This is Tearing Down the Crucifix, our Featured Song of the Week.
Steve with 86 Bullets, and you're listening to the Rock and Roll Union, music worth fighting for.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Since 2018, there's only been one program that brings you artists from around the world, both big and small, brings you the best in local talent, and hosts live events. Rock and Roll Union is all of that and more. With C.T. McManus, the lovely D, and new co-host Psycho Steve Preston, you're sure to get everything you need. So tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for your one-stop shop for all things rock and roll. Rock and Roll Union, music worth fighting for.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Can Resume.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Dylan, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school, match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Right before the commercial break, we did a double shot of 86 Bullets. Make sure you go out and check out their new album, which is available now called Ascension. Go ahead and check that out. It is now my extreme pleasure to welcome you to our next guest, the wonderful Christina Ville. Are you with us?
Hello. How you guys doing? Hey, CT.
How are you?
Good. Happy Monday. Happy Monday after that so-called storm we had.
Yeah.
How did you guys do up in New Jersey with it?
We did okay. How did you? I know you're like in New England area, right?
I'm in Fairfield, Connecticut. I'm in southwestern Connecticut, and we get a lot of rain, winds, and where I am, I'm close to New York City. I'm about an hour and a half or so, and we were very fortunate, very blessed. We didn't have any power outages, but if you lived on the beach, they were telling people to evacuate up northern, like Hartford, Litchfield County, Old Saybrook, places like that. And now I heard this morning that Rhode Island got hit really bad and lots of people lost power, but we did good. We did good.
Man. Yeah, we didn't get a whole lot. I mean, I'm in South Jersey, right next to Delaware. We didn't get a whole lot. We got a little bit of rain, but that was about it. So,
good.
Yeah, we did well. But let's talk about you, man. You've been doing this. I mean, I feel like you should have been on the show a long time ago. We've been in touch for a while now. And
yeah. You've
had your hands full, man. You've been promoting the hell out of so many different bands. could you give us a little list of who you're working with?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I cut the list just because it just got to be so overwhelming. And I'm also
sure.
A daycare teacher. I'm a daycare teacher, teacher's assistant for 15 years. I'm a single mom. I lost my mom last year. I lost my dad 11 years ago. And this is how everything started, with starting up this music page. My best friend and my fiance and my daughter, after my dad passed away, they told me to start up something. And at the time, it was just a music page, and I was working with two bands from London. Unfortunately, Heaven's Basement, another one called Guilt and Pleasures, they both broke up. And then I was starting to work with a band, two sets of twin brothers from Connecticut called War Brothers. They were called Crosby at the time. And I just learned a lot about what to do, what not to do, and I'm still learning. But I took breaks here and there. And then when I lost my mom, she passed away last April, I took 7 months off. I didn't go to the local bands. I didn't really do anything because I just wanted to spend time with her because she was just really
right. Sick.
And when she passed away, I was so happy that I had all that time off to be with her.
Yeah.
That I was very blessed, you know, to have those moments with her. I started this because music was always something big in my home. My dad was Cuban. My mom's family was from the Middle East in Syria. And I have three older sisters, and one of them was 9 years older, was living at home with me at the time. We always grew up with American Bandstand tours on Saturdays, except for that one spot that you missed. Solid Gold, Soul Train. All of those really inspired me for music. Going to different churches as a kid, growing up with different kinds of music, the big bands, pop music, some gospel music even has inspired me very much. Then I got into the 80s metal scene, and I've never lived in L.A., but I always wanted to be a part of L.A. So the music scene was kind of what I want to do. But I learned later on in life that you just have to be yourself. You can't try to fit into any – to work with anyone. I mean – you can't try to be someone you're not. You just
have to
be who you are. And the music scene has changed so much. It used to be a long time ago, you would go to the record stores and wait in line
yep. For
the new CD, the new cassette. And now everything is so different. And
yeah.
I miss those days. So a lot of what I'm doing is also dedicating to all the musicians who are working, that have families, even the ones that are single that don't have families, they're still taking their time out of their work schedule, their day, to rehearse, to practice their upcoming shows. And so this is a dedication to each and every one of them. I'm currently working with an amazing band from Las Vegas, Nevada. They're called Renaissance Rock Orchestra. They're a symphonic metal production. And Greg Fox, oh my gosh, if anyone doesn't know who they are, check their music out. They're so positive. He is the producer, writer, composer, keyboardist. He owns the rights to the band. And he is so humble. He's so chill. I've been working with them. I got them.
I'm sorry, not to cut you off. He will be on right after you.
Yes. I recently got them a distribution for a record label, which I've only been working with them for 5.5 months. So that's something exciting, and I'm looking for some other record labels to get them in. So if anyone knows any of any record labels, please send me a PM, a message. There's another amazing band from Laguna Beach called Stepchild. And Kevin Jones, who you're going to have next week, oh my gosh, he's another one. Humble, faith-driven. Greg is also faith-driven. Humble, nice guy. And they're a monster metal band. But Kevin is so awesome. Very sweet, kind, loving guy. Working with a hard rock band from Central New York called Love Bone. And Roy Costin, who I'm going to send you over his info. He is the guitarist, but he also, he's the owner of the band. And they're a hard rock band. They're just phenomenal, too. All the bands I work with, I'm truly blessed. There's a band from Phoenix, Arizona, another hard rock band called Dead West. And they're like a Lynyrd Skynyrd, but a little harder rock.
Gotcha.
Oh, my gosh. There's Rick Fox. He was a former bass player from Wasp, and he lives in California, originally from New York. And he took me on to be his East Coast promotional agent. So whenever he does things, whether it's interviews or music or whatever, he'll reach out to me. A band from Argentina, Buenos Aires, a metal band called Ironia, a band from, oh gosh, they're in Italy. I can't remember the thing. Of the name of the city, Bolzano, Italy, called Scanners, and they're metal. A Chicago, Illinois solo guitarist who also has a band named Lou DiBello. He's toured with Foghat, Lynyrd Skynyrd,
wow. So
many bands. And my friend Roy actually worked on some songs with him. So he told me, Christina, he needs help. He needs someone to promote. So I've been, you know, working with him. There's a really good metal hard rock band in Los Angeles called Prima Donna Rising, but they're a lot of fun. Oh my gosh, so many. Oh gosh, Memphis, Tennessee, field metal band called Hammer Down Hard. From Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island, a three-piece metal progressive band called 3 Points of Madness. Just so many bands. And if anybody wants to look at my page, they can. Just so many, but
how many hours would you say you dedicate to promotions a week? This is a lot.
Yeah. Wow. It varies. Sometimes it could be 4 to 5 hours. Sometimes it could be early in the morning that I do an hour and a half of something before I go to work. And then when I come home, it could be 3, 3.5, 4 hours. Sometimes maybe in the middle of the night. Because my business page and my page are open to the public. There's a band from London called Shameful Behavior that I work with also because they're 6 hours ahead. The band from Italy, 6 hours ahead. The band from Argentina, they're an hour ahead. There's a Chilean guitarist who lives in Finland. When he does stuff, I put it out there. A guy from Texas, his name is Russ Hewitt, who does solo work. Beautiful guitar, virtuoso. It just varies. I mean, if there's like a show or if there's something, they'll let me know, hey, you know, whatever, and I'll put it out there. Basically, though, it's been about, maybe 4 or 5 hours, especially with like Renaissance Rock Orchestra, trying to find them other record labels or upcoming shows. I also post things in some of the groups I belong to for the different bands so more people can see it that way. Obviously, sending things to you. You are fantastic, CT. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thanks to Matt Thomas, to all the DJs, all the podcasts, all the people like Angela Gambino, Axel Albrecht from Arkansas, Carrie Francisco, she's from Minnesota. Emily is from Arkansas. Angela is from Chicago, Illinois. Those three females are fantastic. And anyone else that I did not mention, you are all very special to me. And I love you. And just thank you for supporting me, especially now with the loss of both of my parents. This is really motivating me to keep on going. There was a time where I just wanted to quit. And now I'm working with fantastic people like Roy, Lou, Greg, Kevin, that just tell me all the time, Christina, don't stop. Ron Pacheco, Don't quit. Don't quit for nobody. Just keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. Keep on plugging at it.
Now, what would you say is the toughest challenge to doing what you do?
Wow. I guess the toughest challenge, I don't want to say being a people pleaser, but just trying to get the word out about these bands. Maybe having patience, because at times I don't have patience at all, because I want things to be done when I want, but I know that doesn't always happen. I guess getting the word out, too, about the bands. If I have, like, an upcoming show, I try to put something out there, like, a week in advance. It's very time-consuming, so a lot of it has to go with being, you know, time-consuming and just doing the best I can, trying to be patient with it all. Dealing with people sometimes is tough, but I just have to know that I'm doing the best I can. I guess, too, maybe if I had a team, eventually I will, but right now I'm doing it by myself between working a full-time job and having a daughter. And I don't want to complain because I love doing this. It's made me happy. But, yeah, some of the basic struggles, sometimes like the time-consuming part, or I want to do something with my daughter, but sometimes the band will send something out to me and it's like, okay. But now I've had to let the bands know that since the loss of my mom, and now I am. I mean, I was always a mom, but now I try to, you know, make priorities. And if my daughter's here, I try to spend time watching TV or something with her. When she's working, she works for retail. That's when I try to do it. Or like late at night when she's sleeping or something like that. On the weekends, I try to do it early in the morning so I can have the day with her at night or during the day. But yeah, I guess sometimes, you know, setting priorities for me is tough.
I've been in your shoes. I know exactly what you're talking about, trying to help so many people. It's time consuming, but I've learned personally that you do have to take that time for yourself. That it's okay to not get right back to that person. And one of my personal policies is I really try to refrain from doing any kind of business on a Sunday. I try to just reserve that for family time.
Right. Definitely. I'll do something on Sundays, like last Saturday. Oh my gosh, they're from Connecticut. They're from Bristol, Connecticut. They're an elite Dio tribute band called Children of the Sea. They were so humble. The lead singer was named Ray Silvestri. My first time seeing this band, and I felt like I had open arms from this band. He was so genuine, so kind. As soon as my fiance walked in with me, we took pictures, we hugged, we hung out before they played. I do Facebook Live videos, but I also do pictures. So sometimes on Sundays, if a band's playing on Saturday, I'll post the pictures like on a Sunday morning, and I'll tag everyone in the band. But like you said, I try really hard to make Sunday a day of family.
Yeah. And, I mean, so how long have you been doing this, Christina? Like, really getting into it?
Wow, that's tough. Because I started promoting, this is promoting for about 6 years, but for the last year and a half, 2 years, I've really dedicated myself.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Man.
I love it though.
So if you could have your ultimate goal for your promotion group or for doing what you do, what would your ultimate goal be?
Well, I don't book any shows. Whenever I've contacted the venues, I want to speak to the bands themselves, which I respect.
Right.
I would love for them all to do a show. We just have a new amphitheater in Bridgeport. It's called the Hartford Healthcare. And if there was some way that I could just get these bands to fly in, to get them to play a show there, maybe do like a festival with like these different bands because they're all different genres. I would love to do something like that.
That would be awesome.
I'm not making any money from it just because even before the pandemic, no one had it. But if I do get a band to come to Connecticut, to a venue or something, I will ask them for a cut. Free merchandise, have a beer with me, let's take pictures, something like that.
Right.
But yeah, my goal was just to do like a festival of all the bands I've been working with, get them on one bill, have them all on like for an hour at a time. I don't know who would start first because that's up to the venue, but I guess something like that would be really cool. Something you've always dreamed of. But yeah, I mean, traveling, you know, like to Italy to see this band, traveling to London. I'm going to California to L.A., going to Phoenix, Arizona to see Dead West, going to Memphis, Tennessee. I guess, you know, I am part of the bands know that I am a part of what they're doing. But now with the airfare and everything, everything is so expensive because of COVID. And you also have to be safe because a lot of states are still, depending on what the state is and what their precautions are, now we have a new variant. So they're really strict at the airlines now about making sure you have your coronavirus, you know, card with you to show that you've been fully vaccinated, which I haven't because they won't let you fly without one. Even to have like all the DJs like you, Matt Thomas from Super Cool Radio, the other people that I mentioned, to have them all be a part of this show too would be so amazing. That would be just, that would be a dream, but it could happen. You never know.
You never know. And I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I mean, the scary thing, like you brought up the other variant, and we really, and I work in education too. Today was our first day back, and it was like, that was one of the things that we talked a lot about was what if we get shut down again? What if we go virtual again? And it's such a worrisome time, not only for like educators like us, but like bands and performers and entertainers and, this is like the moment in time that the whole world's holding its breath.
Right. Definitely. That's why I think right now, for me, for any promoter out there, show them some support more than anything. Really get into their music. Put their name out. Try to help them get the word out or something. Because that, to them, even like getting them on interviews like Greg for You for Tonight, things like that mean so much to them because a lot of them are not able to tour. They're afraid to tour. They have families. They're afraid because even if someone, I know sometimes that I've heard stories that there's always been at least one band member that's caught the virus or something, or someone's caught it from, I don't know how. So that puts a hold on, you know, the venue. You know, what is the venue going to do? What about the band members? And a lot of the bands I'm working with, they're like in their 50s, 60s. They're pushing it up there. They're not young. I mean, anyone can be affected. But I think the older you get, your health is in jeopardy.
And
they have little kids. They have families. They have work. It's hard. I mean, it's hard for everyone. But I really think that this is a time we just need to come together and support and show love like the Beatles have said.
And one of the bigger things that we've always stressed on this show that's very important is even if they're not touring, even if they're not able to get out to a show, buy a t-shirt, buy an album online, go past your Spotify and order the CD. Like, they need our support or else
something
it's going
small.
To die.
Right. Exactly. And I know merchandise. I've been watching a lot of documentaries, and I've educated myself. I never took any classes for this. One of the things that so many people don't know is that musicians are not making what they used to in the 80s or in the 70s.
Oh, no.
It used to be when they were touring, they had the accommodations for the hotels and motels, things like that. They don't have that. So whatever they're making from their jobs, that's what they're using. And, of course, renting a tour bus is expensive. The cost of food and hotels and all, that's expensive. So like you said, buying, you know, a CD if you go to a show, I try to do the best I can with whatever I can. Even though everyone's struggling with finances right now, a lot of businesses are not fully open. You know, do little things like that. Even if you reach out to the band and just like message them or something,
yeah.
Just say, hey, great job tonight. Or taking some videos or taking some pictures, little things like that. If you don't have the money, you know, to be purchasing whatever. If you go to a show, take some pictures, take some videos. They love that. That just
That's
means
it.
So much that someone's actually there. And if you're going to go to a show, stay for the show. Don't go and then leave. Because these guys
right.
and women, they've worked so hard. Don't be flip-flopping to different shows. That's something that I learned too in one of the documentaries and seeing it here in the local scene, that the bands get so ticked off. And one thing, I mean, I had a friend that used to do that a couple of times. And finally the band just said, you know what, to this friend of mine, hey, I'm sorry, but you know what? If we keep on flip-flopping us, forget it. Just, you know, keep on doing whatever you're doing. But, I mean, bands and musicians are human beings too. Of course they have families.
Yeah. That's
but
right.
little things like that, you know, just stick with it and go. Even if you don't like the music, you know, just stick there for them. Just think of how what they're going through right now and how they're feeling right now.
And if you guys come across a band, don't keep it to yourself. Share. I mean, that's
right.
another big
exactly.
thing that you guys can do.
Yep.
So
definitely.
So what's next for
I'm
you?
I'm looking forward. What's next for me? Keep on doing what I'm doing. I'm just really focused on trying to get a record label for Renaissance Orchestra. Trying really hard to get the word out for Roy Costin too. He has a solo thing that he's doing. Trying to get, you know, his solo music out there. Trying to get some of these bands, I know they're going to hear it, but whatever. I guess for NAMM for 2022, and it's a lot of work, and maybe it will happen, maybe it won't happen, but I guess trying to get some of these bands in NAMM in Los Angeles, that would be really cool if I could, or trying to get them onto a festival, because festivals are really didn't happen much this year, but maybe trying to do something like that for the band would be really cool.
Yeah.
There's also something called Local Stage Worldwide, and it's owned by this guy named Pete Eklund, E-K-L-U-N-D, that I'm going to be a part of. Basically getting bands like bios, MP3s, pictures, and posting on this thing called RockersUnited.net, or emailing him all of the information about the band. That's another way to help out the band because it asks for their YouTube links, their Spotify links, any kind of social media. And that will definitely help, you know, get the band out too. So if anyone wants to check
Absolutely.
Out Local Stage Worldwide or reach out to him through rockersunited.net, reach out to Pete and use me as a reference.
So I got one last question for you, Christine, and then I got to take a quick commercial break before Greg comes on.
That's all right. I'm definitely going to tune in for Greg's interview.
How do people get in touch with you or check out who you're representing?
Okay.
What are your social media pages, that kind of thing?
Okay, so there's a lot of Christina Avilas out there, but mine has an artist logo in the background. My profile picture is a black and white picture of my parents for their prom. That's me, Christina Villa. That's my personal page. I have a business page, www.facebook.com/crazycuban73. I have an Instagram page, which is called crazycuban73. I have a LinkedIn page. You can look up Christina Avila. My email address is crazycuban41@gmail.com. I can email me that way. Those are my best. I don't have a website, but I'm trying really hard to work on that too. So yeah, those are the best ways. Anyone wants to reach out to me, they can reach out to me through any of those ways. My business page has a messenger page. My personal page has a messenger page. Feel free to reach out to me anytime.
Awesome. And did you want to hold on for Greg's interview, or are you just going to be tuning in?
I'll tune in, but can I call 10 minutes before you end to kind of surprise them?
Sure, absolutely.
So what time should I give them a call, CT, like 7:20?
Yeah, 7:20 would probably be good.
And then do I call this number?
Yep, same number.
I hope he's not hearing. I hope he's not listening. Oh, gosh, I'll be so embarrassed. I didn't tell him, like, the last time when he did the interview. And all of a sudden, your phone is ringing, and he's like, you know, and you're like, oh, yeah, Greg, that's a surprise. What? And then I appear, and Greg thought, I know he was laughing, but I thought, I knew he was probably thinking, oh, my gosh, this girl is too much. So, yeah, Greg, I hope you're not tuning in because I want to call and make a prank on you because I like you so much. But thank you so much, CT, too, for making all this happen. Thank you for believing in me. I want to give a shout-out to everybody for believing in me, supporting me, encouraging me, empowering me, especially with the difficult times now we're facing with the loss of my parents. Just thank everyone. I want to thank everyone out there for just, you know, accepting me, for being extra kind to me. Especially, you know, again, since losing my parents and everything, I've become emotional. I've become sensitive. But without you guys, of course, without the Lord in my life, my parents too, my amazing daughter, my fiance, everybody out there, I couldn't do what I'm doing. So thank you so much to everybody.
We're behind you.
I can't wait to meet you all. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks again.
Oh, always.
I'll be tuning in to Greg's, and then I'll call in at 7:20. Just
sounds
don't tell
good.
Him. It'll be a surprise.
No, I won't.
Thanks again.
All right. Thanks, Christina.
Thanks again. You're welcome.
Have a good one.
You too. Thanks again.
So there's Christina Avila, guys. Really, really happy to talk to her. She's going to be calling back in a little bit. Surprise, Greg. Greg, man, I got to give you a little write-up on Greg, and we're going to talk a little bit about this real quick before we go to commercial. Now, he is the brainchild and keyboardist and composer. He has recorded and performed with artists from AC/DC, Foreigner, Ozzy, GNR, Whitesnake, Yes, Heart, on, Alice Cooper. He's performed at the ACMA Awards, Jazz Fest in New Orleans, and Access Hollywood Live, Coast to Coast. So much this guy has done. Now his brainchild, Renaissance Rock Orchestra. We last talked to him back in March. And so much has happened since then. Can't wait to get caught up with him. Don't go nowhere. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Greg Fox. Don't go anywhere.
This is Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the VOC Nation.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists, and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali. To let you know, you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Union Podcast, guys. It is my pleasure now to introduce back to the show, first time since March, our friend Greg Fox. Greg, you with us?
I am, CT. How you doing, brother?
Good, man. Long time no here. Well, actually, it hasn't been that long, but it's been a while.
When was it again, CT? Remind me one more time. How long has it been?
Last time we talked was back in March.
March. It's been a while. Yeah. Well, it's good to hear your voice again. How's things going in Rock and Roll Union world?
Going well, man. Going well. I mean, best to be expected. We're all waiting with bated breath to see what happens with the different variants and God knows what else is coming at us. But
Well, hey, the good news out of Vegas is that it doesn't look like anything's going to close down here. So things are going to stay open, and we're going to keep rocking and rolling, brother.
Last time we talked, you were a little up in the air. Things weren't totally solidified with Renaissance Rock Orchestra. And since then, you guys have played. You guys have a residency, am I right?
Well, we don't actually have a residency as of yet, CT, but we did do a show at Notoriety Live on Fremont Street. It was an amazing, amazing night. Had a lot of great friends travel from all around the country to see the show, plus all of our investors and promoters. And so it was a really, really special debut red carpet event. Went remarkably well. And the response has been really overwhelming. So we have a lot of new things that are rolling forward at this point. So it looks like people all around the country should start making plans to come to Las Vegas, because we're going to be doing shows between now and the end of the year.
Awesome.
So, very excited about that. The show went so great. I was so proud of my musicians, and they all did remarkably well. It was very exciting to have Tony Franklin from The Firm and Whitesnake join us on bass, and he just killed it. And of course, the rest of the band that actually performed on our last Renaissance Rock Orchestra record, Song of Hope, which you can hear part of on Spotify and all your streaming platforms now. I've been releasing those songs from the last record, so you kind of on a bi-monthly basis, just to kind of spread it out a little bit and keep the Spotify records and recordings coming to build up the followers and likes on Spotify and on all the streaming platforms. So that's out and available for some listening now. But the show was just such an exciting event and went extremely, extremely well. I couldn't be more pleased with everything that's happening in the world of Renaissance Rock Orchestra right now.
You know, I was reading up on some of the members in your band, and it's just astounding the talent that is together on that stage. I mean, all in that group, man. Brian Tichy, very, very well known. I mean, how did you amass this group? Like, and is this like the permanent Renaissance Rock Orchestra group?
Well, the overall vision and theory of Renaissance Rock Orchestra is a revolving door of very well-known rock artists.
Gotcha.
So we will be having a lot of guest star artists as this thing continues to grow and develop, and we actually do build it into a true residency, which I see right around the corner. So excited about it. But, the core band that I have will continue to exist, absolutely, which includes everybody that I had on the last record. Well, unfortunately, excluding our bass player, Greg Smith, from Alice Cooper, and who's now working on the new Ted Nugent album, who lives back east. It's just a little bit too difficult to get him out here at this point, but I'm sure that will change. Tony is busy doing a lot of other things, also a lot of rock and roll fantasy camps, and he just did a show with John Fogerty, so he has a busy schedule too. So the core band will remain the same. We will have some different people on bass and other positions as the thing rolls forward, because all my artists are very busy doing a lot of other shows and other tours. But yeah, I love that core band with Mark Bowles on lead vocals. He was just absolutely phenomenal and just gave a very, very theatrical and powerful performance. Very, very pleased with that. And he enjoyed the show so much and loves the music. And, of course, he was a huge part of recording this last record and even creating a lot of the background harmonies and things like that. But, that core band includes Brian Tichy on drums and Mark Bowles doing lead vocals. We have Christian Brady from Las Vegas here on guitar from Hell Yeah. And we also have Tony Allman, who's out in L.A., that handles kind of a lot of our neoclassical metal shredding parts on a lot of the Renaissance Rock Orchestra originals. So that will definitely be the core band. And we brought in a just amazing violinist from town, Marlo Zamartis, who just absolutely killed it, and brought in Sean Coey to do background vocals from Meatloaf and Dweezil Zappa.
Wow.
And right now she's out with Jefferson Starship. So I'm hoping that when she returns, of course, that she will be able to continue doing the show along with Sarah Jessica Rhodes, who did background vocals and was our MC for the night. So yeah, we had 9 people up on stage, and it was just, wow, such an exciting event to actually get out there to be playing live music for everybody. And the support that we got from people nationwide was so amazing. It was so exciting for me to meet all these people that have been following the Renaissance Rock Orchestra over the years and have been, purchasing the last 3 records that we've recorded and following the progress and following us on YouTube. And so, yeah, I met people that I had.
You guys recently had a, and when I say recently, I want to say within the past couple of days, you guys were on nationwide television. Am I right?
We were on, yes, actually worldwide on Roku, because that event was filmed by Vegas Life TV here locally, and they put it on a show that they have called Under the Vegas Sun. Under the Vegas Sun has host Joe Amato, who is kind of a personality here in town and a mover and shaker in the finance world. And so it was really exciting to do that interview with them and to have them on their episode that was just all about that particular show. It was Renaissance Rock Orchestra Concert Live episode. So, yeah, so that aired not only locally on Local 26, but they had that available on VegasLifeTV.us. They also had that on Vegas Life TV on the Roku channel worldwide. So, yeah, that should bring in a lot of new followers and fans, and very excited and so appreciative of all those people over at Vegas Life TV. Carl Magno over there did a marvelous job producing that. Him and his crew were so professional. And so, yeah, it's nice to have that content and to have that out there. I'll be putting that link so that people can watch that episode on our Renaissance Rock Orchestra Facebook channel. And
awesome.
I think tomorrow morning we're actually going to post that on YouTube for our Tuesday YouTube video. So that episode will be available for everybody to see on Renaissance Rock Orchestra on YouTube.
That's awesome. You know, I was going to ask you that. I was going to ask if it was in if there was going to be reruns of that, or I'm glad that you're sharing that. The question that I had for you is, because you've come from such an amazing recording background yourself, I mean, what makes this like your baby? What makes this better than anything you've gotten to do to this point?
Well, you know, my whole life I've been waiting to be in a position that I'm in right now, where, you know, when I first came to Vegas about 10 years ago, I had some really remarkable things happen right away. I played for Miley Cyrus for the Academy of Country Music Awards in front of 36 million people, but I was also doing a lot of shows here in Las Vegas for the Rock Gods Hall of Fame, where we would have we would give out awards to, you know, very, very well-known players like Bumblefoot from Guns N' Roses and Chris Slade from AC/DC, Les Warner from The Cult. That list goes on and on. Did numerous shows for the Rock Gods Hall of Fame, and I actually ended up receiving an award myself in 2016 from the Rock Gods Hall of Fame. But doing those events kind of put me in this circle of meeting so many classic rockers and just well-known players. But, yeah, like I say, I've with my experience working with the people in Heart up in Seattle when I was coming up, I'm a Seattle boy. All of this has been great experience, not only in writing and recording over the years in so many different situations, but then coming to Las Vegas And being in the Moby Dicks, the Led Zeppelin All-Stars, where I've been able to play with Doug Aldrich, and of course, the standard members in the Moby Dicks, which includes Phil Suzanne from Ozzy, and of course, Brian Tichy, Chaz West singing. And now we have Christian Brady on guitar with that show. But that developed into me playing for the Bonzo Bash events with Brian Tichy, which I did here in Las Vegas and at the NAMM show, where I get to play with all the finest drummers in the world. That ended up moving forward into doing the Randy Rhoads Remembered shows, not only here in Las Vegas, but at NAMM and some other places in California, where I would get to play with all of the finest guitar players in the world, including Joel Hoekstra from Whitesnake and now Cher. So all those different experiences when I first moved to Las Vegas introduced me to so many different players. And when they all heard this music that I was writing for the Renaissance Rock Orchestra, they were all just so excited to become a part of this project and to be on these recordings. So I've been very, very blessed to have some amazing talent and very big names become a part of the Renaissance Rock Orchestra. And I expect that to just continue and grow as we do develop this into a long-term residence here in Las Vegas. So it's hard to say who you're going to end up seeing playing with Renaissance Rock Orchestra as things continue. I of course, really hope to bring in not only Bumblefoot from Guns N' Roses, he was on our last, well, actually not on our last record, A Song of Hope. He was on our second release in Times of Old on a track called My Lonely Heart. Oh, just an amazing guitar solo we played on that song. But we have this vision of having some of the finest talent in the world in the Renaissance Rock Orchestra as the residency continues, including some of the finest guitar players in the world. On the last record, A Song of Hope, on three songs, I had Michael James Romeo from Symphony X. And, of course, Michael James Romeo has been he's enlisted with Burn magazine as one of the top 10 metal guitar players in rock and roll history. So he's not only a brilliant guitar player, but an amazing arranger. He does a lot of things for film and for TV, a brilliant composer. So as things move forward, I'm sure that Michael and I will be doing a lot of co-writing and collaborating, not only on the new records, but also for the show. So I look forward to bringing him from back east. He's a Jersey guy. And becoming a part of the show. Wouldn't it be amazing if we had Bumblefoot and Michael James Romeo on the stage at the same time?
Wow.
Two of the best shredder guitar players in rock and roll history. And, of course, I will still always have the core band, which will include Christian Brady and Tony Allman and the guys in the band. But, yeah, I also hope to bring back from back east, Greg Smith on bass and do some shows with us when Tony Franklin is not available. I hope that we may be doing another show here in Las Vegas at the end of September. And I'm hoping that Tony will be available for that show. I have to firm up that date first before I actually get a confirmation from Tony on that one. But then we hope to do another show in October. And we're looking at potentially doing a couple shows a month, possibly even more than that. Like I say, the response from the debut show has been phenomenal, and we've built some partnerships that are going to be ongoing with some production companies here in Las Vegas that do big events outside of Allegiant Stadium that we may be doing some events at. And I'm very excited about a new relationship that we're building with KKLZ 96.3 Radio. So I'm going to go ahead and just throw that out there because the conversations have been going very well. And they're going to support the band. And so we'll be getting a lot of radio advertising for the new show. So I think it's going to really help build the brand in a very, very exciting way and kind of blow this thing up in Vegas. So, yeah, very exciting.
Yeah, do you think this is something that could possibly ever go on the road, or is this strictly a Vegas thing?
I think that the best plan for us to build the show originally is definitely as a Vegas show with the residencies here.
Gotcha.
But one of my partnerships is with one of the owners of several of the casinos here in Las Vegas, and that also controls properties around the country. So I do foresee us, as this thing continues to build and grow, maybe a year from now, it might be 2 years from now, that we actually start spreading this around the country and going to other properties. But that will be very exciting when we're able to do that and start building a big fan base in a lot of the different locations around the U.S. So that'll be a really fun and exciting thing to do that.
Man, looking forward to everything, man. And so what is the next thing up for you guys? Do you have a show booked? Is there one coming up, like, in the near future?
I hesitate to actually mention the name until paperwork and contracts are all done.
Gotcha.
It's a major casino here in Las Vegas. It's not on the Strip. It is a Boyd property, Boyd Gaming, and I look forward to doing that one at the end of September. We'll be making announcements
there you go.
Very soon, hopefully within the next week, within the next 2 weeks. Those announcements will be on our Facebook page and our Instagram and everywhere else. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting time in Renaissance Rock Orchestra world.
Man, I'm really, really excited to see everything that's coming out. And how has Vegas responded since COVID? I mean, is everything back up, full running in the city?
I couldn't say that everything is at full at this point. You know, a lot of the large residencies are opening and landing in September. Things
gotcha.
Are continuing to grow. There's a lot of shows here. There's planes coming in and out of this town every 7 minutes. And so, yeah, the town is rocking and rolling. And I met a lot of new friends and fans here in town, that at not only our show, but some other shows that I've been to. I went to the Night Ranger show the other night at Westgate and met some new friends there, and that are going to spread the word about Renaissance Rock Orchestra. But yeah, so there's a lot of things happening here. Things are going to keep moving forward. Nothing is going to close down. It's just going to keep getting to opening up more and more as time goes on. Of course, we all know we have pandemic aspects that we have to keep an eye on and to keep in place, that we all need to be a part of, so live music can continue. And so, you know, at the properties, everybody, of course, has to wear masks and things like that. Of course, we know that booster shots are on the way for people and vaccinations, but nobody's holding back in this town. We are partying, and live music is, yeah. We had a great, great time at the Night Ranger show the other night, and my singer, Mark Bowles, actually performed with another one of his bands called Foundry, and did an amazing job. The band sounded great, and it was a packed house. The audience was so appreciative, of course, to be out seeing live music again and seeing such a great show as Night Ranger. But yeah, so the crowds are everybody's just waiting to see more and more shows and rolling into town to see them. So everything is full speed ahead, no doubt about that.
So the one thing I wanted to ask you is, because you have such a background in music, as far as orchestral music, obviously, what
yes.
is it about these songs that just lean so much into that orchestral sound? What makes them prime for that sound?
Well, when I first started coming up with the idea of Renaissance Rock Orchestra and kind of conceptualizing the whole thing, I was going out with my best friend and my bass player, Mikey Bones, who passed away in 2017. He was kind of my co-conspirator when we first started putting this thing together around 2011. We released our first record in 2014. But when I was seeing Trans-Siberian Orchestra and I was seeing the audiences that were attending, knowing how much money they were bringing in with this new genre that they had kind of created. Now, of course, that genre was a combination of neoclassical metal and also of Christmas music. Obviously, we know that their whole thing is kind of the Christmas thing. But I was looking at what they did going, wow, I could do this. This is what I would love to do. So the concept was to take out the Christmas and to throw in rock stars. All these people
That's
that
awesome.
I've been working with and recording with and playing with for the last 10 years in Las Vegas and at the NAMM shows and out in L.A. for Bonzo Bash and Randy Rhoads Remembered. So that was kind of the original concept. Take that Trans-Siberian and take it a step further. And because of my degree in music and my classical background on piano, I have the ability to kind of take things to the next level when it comes to writing and arranging. I was a violinist all throughout school and college, and so I have a lot of background in orchestra music, symphonic music, and classical music. And it just, because of all my training, it just kind of flows out of me. But I love that symphonic sound so much that when I write my songs, I write knowing that they're going to have strings.
Right.
Of course, we haven't heard that live. You know, we've done four-piece quartets. In our last show, we had the single violinist. But I, of course, on my keyboards have some amazing, amazing samples on my Korg. I'm a Korg-endorsed keyboardist. And the quality of their samples is really amazing, these orchestral sounds that I use to play some of these epic symphonic hits like Kashmir. So we always have that in the background besides whatever live strings we have. But once again, my vision is that this show will end up at a strip property and we'll have a full orchestra. So that's something that has never really happened here on a long-term basis. But I think with all the rock stars and the talent that I can bring in, the names that are involved, have been involved, and that will be involved in the show, that we'll be able to support a show that is a Cirque-level production with a full orchestra. And we will get there eventually. Whether, you know, it takes a year to do that, it's hard to say. But another vision of mine is that we will be able to go out nationwide and help support the symphonies that there are in all the major cities in our nation. They're always looking to contemporize what they do, you know, for their fan base and for their season ticket holders. So I have a vision that we will go out and Renaissance Rock Orchestra will bring in all of its rock stars and my music to the orchestras in New York and Chicago and Seattle and L.A., and that this thing will continue to grow and will not only continue with that renaissance of rock, which is what the concept of Renaissance Rock Orchestra is, that this keeps rock alive and that we do these symphonic renditions that have never been heard before with major orchestras and string players all around the country. But that we keep this renaissance of rock going, that we not only continue to play the soundtrack of our lives, which is in all of our DNA, you know, that have been the soundtrack of our lives, but that we'll also be creating new music that's just as exciting, just as melodic as all those incredible classic hits from the 80s and 90s. And when you hear our last record, A Song of Hope 2020, you kind of get a sense of what my songwriting style is about when it comes to that. Because even though it may be music you've never heard before, you're going to hear those styles. You're going to hear Led Zeppelin in my songs. You're going to hear the music of Queen. You're going to hear the music of Kansas. And even some Elton John here and there kind of break through in some of my writing and some of my songs. So that's my goal,
to
write songs.
Yep. I didn't mean to cut you short, but it looks like we have somebody on the line. We're quickly running out of time, but I wanted to give them a chance to voice in. Thanks for calling the Rock and Roll Union Podcast. Who do we have?
It's me. What a prank. What's up? I tried to keep this so quiet, but I wanted to get you so good.
That sounds like Christina. That's got to be
Christina. I was going to say, Gregorio, it's Avila.
Avila, Christina Avila, she is our amazing East Coast promoter. She's part of the magic of Renaissance Rock Orchestra, and she has helped us procure a wonderful digital distribution deal with Curtain Call Records, with everybody over there at Curtain Call Records, and we're so grateful not only to Christina but the people over at Curtain Call for what's happening. We are now releasing the first single off of the Song of Hope, and you'll be able to hear that on a lot of digital radio sources here in the next up and coming weeks, In My Love and Arms with Mark Bowles on vocals and Michael James Romeo on guitar. This is a song that I highly recommend everybody get it, go to Spotify or whatever your streaming platform is and give a listen as soon as possible. In My Love and Arms starts out with this amazing riff from Michael James Romeo from Symphony X, and the solo section is one of the most remarkable solos you will ever hear. It is so brilliant. So very excited with that relationship with Curtain Call Records. And I will tell you that $2,500 a month to Christina Avila Artist Promotion is the best money I ever spent. I highly recommend all those other bands out there to get a hold of her and get on her roster. And
No, Greg, I'm busy with you guys. I can't take anything else on. I admit it to CT. I've been on emailing and all these other things for 4.5-5 hours. I can't take any other band on. No offense. No offense.
You are the hardest worker I have ever known, and I'm just so blessed and thankful to have you on board doing the kind of work that you've been doing. Not only sending things out to for podcasts and interviews, which is how it all started, but all the other work you've done with record labels and just everything you do is quite remarkable. You are the best promoter I've ever known or heard of, and I'm just we're all just so grateful and blessed to have you a part of Team RRO.
I am blessed to have you guys in my life. For the longest time, I was struggling and struggling and struggling, and I just had to let it go and be patient, and then I just tuned into your music at my job, and I'm not supposed to have my phone on when my kids are awake, but every once in a while I'll sneak it out, and today I did it, actually, and my boss said, oh, what are you listening to? I said, oh, my niece's, husband's new band, Lie, the Renaissance Rock Orchestra. I said, well, yeah, they have a new song that I have to hear, but you can do that at home. Right. I said, no, you don't understand. To hear it right now. And it's here right now because it's going to get it's going to get released soon. So I have to be the sample person that makes sure that it sounds good before the radio stations get it. What a liar
yeah,
I
everybody
am.
Everybody out there, all you artists and all you bands, get a hold of Christina Avila Artist Promotion because she works tirelessly. I know that there's many times she works all night long promoting Renaissance Rock Orchestra. And
it's
okay.
It's
all
so worth it.
It has helped.
This is
so
something
much
I've been waiting for. Something I've been dreaming of. So, Greg, well, I owe it to you.
Not to cut you guys short, but we're just about out of time. But I wanted to end the show on this, and I wanted to pick Greg's mind real quick because both songs that you have mentioned I have on board, and I'm going to let you pick which one I play. I have In Your Loving Arms, and I also have Song of Hope.
Song of Hope. Wow. Well, that's a beautiful, beautiful song. And I wrote that one for people struggling through the pandemic that have had so much loss, et cetera. So it's a very inspiring song. But you know what? I think we should go with an In My Love and Arms since that's the first single that's being released off this record. I think that, we want people to hear that guitar work of Michael James Romeo and those amazing vocals of Mark Bowles from Yngwie Malmsteen and Ted Nugent and Dawkins. So if you'll play that one for us, CT, I would be very happy.
Absolutely. And the last question I got for you, Greg, how do people go about finding out everything going on with Renaissance?
Yes. Hit us up on all of our social media. Please go to our YouTube, Renaissance Rock Orchestra. We release videos every Tuesday and every Friday. As I mentioned, the one tomorrow will be the concert episode of Under the Vegas Sun from Vegas Life TV, and that will be of our concert debut event here at Notoriety Live that we did the end of July. But yeah, we're on Instagram also as Renaissance Rock Orchestra. We're on Facebook as Renaissance Rock Orchestra. Please follow us, listen to all the new music we have coming out.
Guys, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you so much,
CT, for supporting me and supporting Greg and for everyone.
Man,
for you
guys
do for rock and roll.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to see the full effect of Renaissance Rock Orchestra. Guys, thank you so much, and have a great week.
You too. Have a blessed
great
week.
Talking
thank
with you
so
again.
Much.
Good talking to you guys, too. Talk to you later.
All right,
take care.
So there was Christina Avila and Greg Fox from Renaissance Rock Orchestra. I'm telling you, that band is jamming. Next week, we're going to be joined by Mojo Thunder and the band Stepchild. You're not going to want to miss that show. Usually we go out with Bring Back Rock and Roll. Tonight we're doing a little bit something different. We're going to go ahead and play Greg Fox's Renaissance Rock Orchestra in My Loving Arms. Have a great week.